This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for joining us. Thanks so much for being with us. Thanks so much for just being part of the solution, part of the, being part of the solution, getting engaged, getting involved, getting informed. It's a big deal. Because what you don't want to be, as I always say, as I would love to say, you don't want to be like them. You don't want to get the reputation of just spewing stuff that isn't true. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you head up to the website and you want to get, email, you don't want to get, well, listen, if you want to get an email notice, then send me sign up for the email blasts right there, top right-hand side of the page. If you don't want emails and you just want a quick notice via text message, get a text alert, you can text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. Xander Gibbs is going to join me after the first break. And today we were discussing in detail what it means to suspend Parliament, basically. And that's what they're doing. Right? And I was thinking, how cool would it be to suspend Congress, right? Wouldn't that be cool? Okay, we're going to suspend you guys if you decide to act like adults. What do you think? I like that idea. I know some of you are going, well, yeah, it's not constitutional. Yeah, you know what? But boy, would it get their attention. They keep talking about Trump being a dictator. Man, would it get their attention? Anyway, again, so Xander and I go into detail about what's going on there, how the Queen has the ability. I didn't think she still had the ability to do that. I thought she was more of a figurehead. But apparently she does have, still has some power there to make things happen from within the government. Now, if you don't think things are getting crazier as the days go on, how about this one? In Loveland, Colorado, A student was banned from school for going target shooting with his mom. Yeah, seriously. Justin Myers is your pretty average Northern Colorado mom. Justine, I'm sorry. She loves her kids. She supports the truth. She praises our first responders. And she owns firearms. Sounds like an average American, doesn't she? Now, on Wednesday, Justine picked up her 16-year-old Nate early from school for some mother and son bonding time. No, they didn't go out for tea and crumpets. They went out shooting. After a fun afternoon, they returned home and get settled in and police show up. Now think about that. They had fun shooting, or they went shooting. They had fun. All right. They get home, had a good time, and the police show up. And don't tell me they're not paying attention. I mean, seriously. After a fun I'm going to learn how to shut that off someday. After a fun afternoon, they returned home. They get settled in. The police show up. Nate had posted in his Snapchat that he was going to go shooting with his mom, along with this, with a video. I mean, I love this. So He goes, he has some fun, he puts up a video. These are all things that we did as kids. And it's really funny because we did it more in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. We had less shootings. We do it less now. They keep cranking it down more and more, and we have more shootings. Hello? Right? A report had come into the police department about the video. They were told that Nate was a threat. After showing the video to the police officers, explaining that they'd simply gone on a mother-son outing to train with their legally owned firearms, the police stated that they had done nothing illegal and were well within their rights. They also determined that Nate was not a threat to himself or anyone else, and they went on their happy little way. But as is always the case in academia, the administration at the school thought that they were smarter. Right? Justin woke up to a voicemail from the school district. And the voicemail informed Justin that a report had come in claiming Nate was a threat to the school. He was not allowed to return until further notice. The report presumably came through Safe to Tell. It's this text kind of program that they have. A lot of the schools are implementing it so the kids are able to tell administrators what's going on. The report that a school-wide email was also sent to parents about the threat. Justin immediately contacted the school, assuming assuming that she could clear this up quickly and easily, especially since the police were dead wrong. The school not only refused to provide her with more information about the threat, but they refused to provide Nate with the schoolwork. She wanted him to get to work so he wouldn't get behind. A threat assessment hearing has been scheduled. God bless these people. Right? I mean, the cops, who know better than they do, show up. They do an assessment. The people are exercising their free and legal rights, not only just to own guns, but to go out and shoot guns. They went target practicing, and not on people, on paper. Right? Now, Justine was going to be allowed to defend her son against seven school officials. I'll tell you what, I'm a school board trustee, and I don't care if I catch garbage for this or not. I would be sitting with the kid out in the stands. I would be defending that child because he has a constitutional right, so did his mom, not only to own guns, but to go out and use the guns, go out and shoot the gun, do target. I mean, my God. Target practice. Terrible thing to do. We all want to make sure that he's going to hit the target now, do we? God bless. We have lost our minds. Joe Mazzini, your host. When we come back, you know who's going to join us. I'm not telling you, because if you don't know, you haven't been listening long. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. treatments. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
And if you wise guys try one more thing, one more, I'm going to kick you out of this college. No more fun of any kind.
I didn't know what was going on. We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Thanks so much for being with us. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly and honestly, and truly and honestly, and truly and honestly being part of the conversation. Well, you know, you've been waiting for him. It ain't me. I know it ain't me you listen to, you hang in to listen to tonight. It's our buddy, Xander, and I love having him on, too. Okay, the man you've all been waiting for. I know. What can I say? Xander Gibb joins us, as he does every week from across the pond, to give us an update of what's going on. You know, this Brexit thing. If you ever wanted to see why we left, why we told a king to go pound sand. This is exactly why. Xander, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me, Joe. So did we leave or were we kicked out? I was obviously absent that day of the history.
I know you're like half and half over there, but I am,
unfortunately.
Yeah. Right? And you know, I mean, I'm sure your loyalties are here with the red, white, and blue, but we won't tell them that over there.
But they absolutely are. But I tell them that here and they don't like it, but you know.
But, you know, think about that. I mean, think about it. The people's will is being thwarted, and the same thing going on with Brexit right now.
Yeah.
It's like the parliament is saying, hey, go pound sand. You're not getting what you want, you know. Sit down and shut up. To the point now where some of us don't really understand what's going on. What do you mean parliament is being suspended? Can we do that to Congress? I mean,
I wish we could do that to Congress, but unfortunately we operate in the United Kingdom on a totally different format.
That's not
cool. but essentially what Boris Johnson, who is the new prime minister, for anybody that's been living under a rock, if you didn't know, what he actually did this week, he went to our friend Queen Elizabeth, who's appeared on the show a couple of times.
Yes, she did.
Said, Mom, can I suspend Parliament, which means can I put a hold on the government, for a specific period of time. Now, he did that as a precursor because the date for the UK to leave Europe, the Brexit, as it were, is the 31st of October. But the reason he did that was that there were certain people in the government that were going to put a no confidence vote in for his government, which is pretty new. Right. So what he did as a preempt for that was said, I'm not going to have this from you, fools, and went to the Queen and said, can we prorogue, which just made me think of food right away.
Bring it in lunch?
Can we prorogue the government? And she said, yes, Boris, dear, it's absolutely fine for a period of time. Because, you know, she wants her sovereignty back, too. So it's been done for a period of time, and they will go back. I think they go back 2 weeks before the actual date of the sending. You see, because I would have been all for, if they could have sat down with Europe and actually made this so it was more equal. It's kind of like what Donald Trump is trying to do with China. China! Make it a fairer deal for everybody, but Europe doesn't want that because obviously they still want the money. They still want the cash coming in. Or a divorce settlement, but you know, thanks to Boris Johnson, they're not going to get either. And what's the point of sitting down at a table to negotiate when there's a foregone conclusion that says, you know, we're not gonna budge.
Right.
So I'm thankful for Boris Johnson, and he gets quite a lot of stick, but I think that he's going to be good. And he's more Margaret Thatcher conservative than Theresa May was. I mean, Theresa May is like, you know, liberal light, really.
I like that.
Seriously.
Yeah. So, okay. When you think about all this, I mean, now, when they suspend, as far as you know, I mean, I know you're not a political parliamentary expert, but when they can't suspend parliament, I would imagine, for a long time. I would imagine that it's more of a temporary thing to get things back in order, kind of a pause, if you would.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And I think that it was necessary because otherwise what the left would have done, and you know, the equivalent to the Democrats, who are also, you know, blithering idiots here, they're called the Labour Party. What they would have done is voted, tried to get a no confidence vote through in Boris Johnson's government in order to force an election. But we're not ready for an election until we've left the EU. You know, it has to be done. You know, millions of people decided it was so. You can't keep having referendums to try and change that result. You know, ultimately, that's a decision that's been made. The people have spoken, and the government needs to act upon it. Because if you're an elected official and you cannot act upon the will of the people, you shouldn't be there, Ilhan Omar, and several others. You know, that's exactly what it is.
A couple things going on here. I mean, you know, they're some of the stuff that I'm reading, it says that they're going to try to come in Tuesday now, come back on Tuesday, and try to pass laws to keep him from doing this. And I guess Jeremy, Corbyn? Corbyn. There you go. He says this is not acceptable, and this is a constitutional outrage. And I'm thinking to myself, what do you guys care about the Constitution? Remember ours?
Yeah. But that's the problem here. In the United Kingdom, we don't have a constitution. We don't have a document that gives the people rights like we do in America. You know, so you can't claim something is unconstitutional in the United Kingdom because we don't have a constitution, unfortunately. I mean, I think we should, because it should be the backbone of any decent civilization to have kind of guidelines. I mean, we have a set of laws, but they're not really a constitution,
right,
by any stretch of the imagination. And that's what decent societies need.
Yeah, I agree with you. And it's going to be pretty strong ones, though. There's been plenty of countries that bring them in to make them look like they're trying to do something, and others, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yeah. And then, all right, so we're going to go for a break here in a second. But one of the things that I guess Soros must be involved in your politics as well, because there were a bunch of protesters. They gathered in Westminster the other day, and they were chanting "Stop the coup," and they were carrying anti-Brexit placards. But the people have already voted. So we'll talk about that inside the break. And again, this is just amazing to me. These snot-nosed legislators who think that they know better than we do, no matter what we vote for.
Oh, you've met them?
Yes. Brought a lot of Kleenex. All right, we'll be back in a minute. Yeah, a long minute. You know, I really do appreciate the time that Xander spends with us. Now, look, I don't understand. I love the parliament. I love the way they go through it. But I don't understand how you suspend it. And we're going to talk more about that on the other side of the break. Joe Bocini, your host. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Hurricane Dorian continues to move toward Florida with increasing fury, menacing the eastern coast with potentially devastating direct hits, while also giving indications it may just skirt up the U.S. coastline. Forecasters continue to warn that no one is out of danger at this point, and Dorian could still hit Florida with extremely dangerous 140-mile-an-hour winds late Monday, with millions of people in the crosshairs. But some of the more reliable computer models predicted a turn northward that would have Dorian hugging the coast, delivering just a glancing blow, according to the National Hurricane Center. Health officials are recommending people who vape consider avoiding e-cigarettes while they investigate more cases of a breathing ailment linked to the device. While the cause remains unclear, officials say that many reports involve e-cigarette products that contain THC. Officials from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention say they are now looking at 215 possible cases across 25 states. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you. But, you know, I know who you're waiting for. And it ain't me. You know, I got to tell you. We're back at it with our buddy Xander Gibb. Always a pleasure to have him. And, well, a pleasure to have all of you with us. I appreciate your time. Again, as I keep saying, I know, it sounds like a broken record. I'll say it again, though. If you're one of those people who can't stand emails, right, and I keep telling you to sign up for the email blast, then how about you sign up for the text, right? You want to text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. And Xander, again, thanks for being with me today.
It's a pleasure, Joe.
You know, on a side note, before I get on this, this is really kind of funny. So we signed up to, you know, I go through this whole thing to get the text messaging, and I said, you know, they're not finding ways, or they've been finding ways to stop our emails, to stop traffic to the website. I mean, they're really not just us. I mean, I'm not the only guy being picked on, but they're pounding on a lot of conservatives. And I said, at least they can't stop the texting. So what happens? We start to get this role where we're getting people signing up for the texting. We're moving forward, and they change the number. All right. So I'm not going to tell you what the old number was, because people will write that down, but all of a sudden I realize that the signing up has dropped off. It's dead. And I went looking, and they changed the number to text to. So I don't know if,
well,
I don't know if the number got changed on them, but they deny it. They deny they ever changed it. I have screenshots, and I didn't do the screenshots to nail them. I did the screenshots because you're truly not the brightest guy in the room, and I knew I'd forget. So I take screenshots of stuff when I sign up. And then I store them in other places. But I think it's just amazing. This is just crazy. So
I mean, whatever. Next, on Facebook now, you can actually get a sanction for thanking people for giving you gifts.
Wow!
I saw one of my Republican friends today, basically got a sanction on Facebook for thanking someone for bringing them gifts. I mean. Please, I mean, were you bullied as a child, Mark Zuckerberg, or are you just getting so much wonga from George Soros that,
you know what?
That you'll make any silly stuff up in order to give us hassle. I mean, get over it. The Donald's coming for you, Zuck. He really is.
You know what? He Zuckerberg, and he'll shut me off. I don't really care. But he's a young punk, right? A young punk who stole an idea from somebody else, took money from somebody else, built what he built, got too much power too fast, and thinks he's above it all. And, and you see, and you have to admit, you know, you see that happen with young actors, right? They're in there for a long time. They think they have all this power. They think they're all God smart because they have money in the bank, right?
But, you know, it must be terrible as well to be going through, like, looking like Data from Star Trek. I mean, you know, that must be very difficult that someone comes up to you in a restaurant and says, I love you in Star Trek. And he's like, I'm not Data. I'm Zuck. They're like, yes, we love you. You're a great android.
Yes. That'd be great. Wouldn't you love to do that to him if you actually really did see him? I'd love to do that.
Yeah, if you do see Mark Zuckerberg in public, you have to tell him you liked him in Star Trek and ask his wife what attracted you to multimillionaire Mark Zuckerberg first.
What's that?
Because that always frustrates people.
Oh, no kidding. No, but what's Data's real name? Is Brent Spiner, right?
Brent Spiner, he's a good actor, actually.
Yeah. Well, he was great. You know, Independence Day did a great job too. So run up to him, right? You got to run up to Zuck with your autograph book. I'll go, Brent, would you sign my book?
Yeah, exactly. You see, this is how we get back. I love though that the Trump administration are looking into this abuse, because you know there are a lot of us out there that think that. You know, the rights of free speech shouldn't end at the keyboard. And the fact that, you know, these are saying, oh, well, you know, we're just this and this, you know, they're taking tax deductions on a certain basis, but then not really coming through with the
goods. Exactly.
At the end of the day. And that's a concern for me. So if you're listening, Mr. President, because I know you often tune in because you're fans of Joe and I, you know, yank his, tax deduction status, and then we'll really see. Because let's face it, this is all about money. I don't think that Mark Zuckerberg is a out and out Democrat. I think he's whatever they will. Mark Zuckerberg will do whatever George Soros pays him to do.
I agree with you.
That's
no
exactly
question.
What it. So hit him in the pocket.
Yep.
You know, the Donald needs to hit him in the pocket, and then we'll see how much our freedoms change on there.
You got it.
But, you know, I'm waiting for my next ban because they ban me every so often for something stupid.
All right, so let's see. We'll go back to this Brexit thing because people are very curious about it. I mean, you know, government's a little different there and what have you. But the thing that I think is hilarious is that on Wednesday there was a whole bunch of people out there in Westminster, and they were, you know, they were protesting, stop the coup. And you really can't have a coup, so to speak. You know, the Queen's there. And then they were carrying anti-Brexit placards or signs, as we call them here. So when you think about that, though, I mean, really give that some serious thought. Again, the ones who lost are screaming the loudest. And I think that they're back, obviously. Whenever you say it's a grassroots event and they have very expensive, pretty signs, it's no longer a grassroots event, is it?
Well, you've got to be able to, you know, when you buy these signs, when you get them in professionally, you've got to be able to use them more than once just to get your money's worth. So I think that that's what that is all about. But really, it's like kind of, you know, there's a phrase here that says closing the stable door after the horse has bolted. And ultimately, the horse is gone. You know, the horse is in the next village.
Right.
It's run away with regards to Brexit and a positive outcome, as in, you know, a vote to leave. You know, the people have spoken, and it needs to be acted upon. And these kind of remainers, or remoaners, as they call them here, need to just shut up and accept that, you know, in a democracy, you don't always get things your way. And so ultimately, they need to accept this decision because it's going to happen whether they like it or not.
Right.
You know, Theresa May has gone. And we have Boris Johnson now who is a true conservative. You know, even to American conservative standards, he's a true conservative.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm hoping that he will be able to bring this to a head, get us out of Europe and start to rebuild things here in the UK. Making the UK better again.
There you
go.
So
that would be MABA, wouldn't it? Making Britain great. No, it would be MABGA. No, it doesn't sound as good as
MABGA. I was going to say, you're going to say something that people are going to take the wrong way. Just know it. It's not going to come out right. I love the one commentator who says the BBC correspondent Richard Galpin said that the good-natured protesters broke through barriers. Well, that doesn't sound like good-natured people to me, right? And they blocked the traffic at Parliament or on Parliament Square. But, man, it is amazing that people, again, the people's vote, the people's will is being thwarted by the Parliament as a whole. Another commentator said that the Queen very much has the constitutional right to step in and help out. It was a proper constitutional procedure. So I just love this. I mean, and if it helps the deal go through, if it forces the deal through, if it forces the people's will, then, man, I don't live there, and I'm for it. I'm glad to hear that the people's voice is going to be heard, right?
Yeah, and the simplistics of this are that the British people have been paying far too much to Europe for such a long time, and they now want a divorce settlement, and I think it was $15 billion or something ridiculous like that. And what that could do for jobs and schools and infrastructure and you know, even healthcare in the UK, you know, because they have a level of socialized medicine here. What that money could do for the UK would be far better than throwing, you know, more good money after bad, like they've been doing for the last 40 years. We haven't got our money's worth. We haven't got what we were promised. You know, it's like going to a store and buying an item and it not being right. And I'm saying, oh, well, you know, we're not giving you your money back, and we want you to give us another $20, you know, just to kind of cement the deal. It is that ridiculous. You know, if you're not providing what you said you were going to provide in the initial agreement, then you're breaching the contract. So you've breached the contract. We're going. Goodbye. It's that simple.
Yep. All right, we're going to go for a quick break because here we believe in capitalism, and we'll be back in just a second. Don't go far. Sandra Gibb is going nowhere. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN.
Hey, you like how I ended last...
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problem sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I know you're not waiting for me. We know who you're waiting for. We're back. Hey, you like how I ended the last segment on a kind of a British guy? We go, no. Anyhow.
Was that your British accent? I thought you were
here we go. That's right. Yeah, perfect. Perfect. Okay, thank you very much. So the that is Andrew Gibb, and he's with us now, and I know it's not terrible, right? So the but I'm having a ball with this because it's nice to see another government. You know, you've got a strong leader, a guy that's for the people. He wants to get the people's will taken care of, and the old snot-nosed legislators, they're not interested. They like it the way it is, and. And so, anyway, Boris is really cranking through and telling them to go pound sand. We're going to do the people's will, whether you like it or not, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, the other thing that was good, you know, because it was the G7 recently, and there were lots of pictures of Boris and the Donald, and they really, they kind of dominated this. They were the leading lights of this and really weren't taking any crapola from any other country.
Right.
And I think ultimately Boris does aspire to be Donald. And that's great. He's got a good role model there. Because I wish that Boris cared far less about his critics and those that disagree with his politics, just like, you know, the Donald has that level of response too. And I think that that's good because I read something that the president said recently, said that his decisions are never political. It's always about what's best for the people. And that is what enamors me to Donald Trump. You know, and the fact that he doesn't put up with anything untoward on social media, but that really does warm me to him when he says that, because that's what leadership is about.
Right.
It's not about politics. It's about common sense and making sure you are working towards the will of the people.
Oh yeah. Yeah. No, I'm all good when he goes down that road. All right. So let's talk about, we have, there's a legal eagle that I thought this was quite interesting. He said, it's Her Majesty's government, okay, basically in name only, but there is power there. And he said, it's not possible to mount a legal challenge to the Queen's exercise of her personal prerogative powers. And
right.
I guess this is a person who's already mounted challenges in the past, Gina Miller. She was heavy into the anti-Brexit move. But again, here in America, right, here in the U.S., you can mount challenges against the president's legal authority, if you would, as you've seen happen over and over and over again.
Right.
There is no freezing of the Queen's power, if you would, according to this. I'm not a lawyer, but I love that. You mean, can you imagine her, and you know her, she's a little feisty thing, right? She's going to look over at that Gina Miller when that Gina Miller is speaking with that little kind of crap-eating grin going, oh, really?
Well, you've experienced it for yourself. She put you in your place, didn't she? So, you know.
Yes.
She's going to do it with this feisty little Gina Miller person.
She did it to Oblamo, too, remember?
I
can't believe he gave her an iPod with his speeches. Like, who cares?
Yeah, she threw it right in the trash, didn't she?
Would have been great to get a picture of her walking, leaving the place, walking away with purse in one hand, the iPod in the other, and chucking it in the trash as she went by, right?
Whatever. How audacious. Right? It's like giving people copies of your book for Christmas. I mean, why would the Queen be interested in listening to his old speeches? I mean, it must have been tedious enough to listen to the ones that he was giving while he was in the UK.
You mean me giving,
never mind.
Me giving out the books I had left over for Christmas last year was not good?
Yeah, that wasn't good, Jim. Next time I come around for Christmas, I don't want a copy of your book. You know. I mean, thank you. It's a great book.
Yeah.
I can never plug it for the title.
I know, right? You couldn't dare. They come and get you there. Right? I mean, seriously.
Yeah. I've had death threats since you've been back. I mean,
right? No, hey, listen.
You can't even disagree. Let me give you a very quick example.
Go ahead.
Now, this week, a Muslim couple and their children went to a seaside town called Blackpool. And one of the rules in the Pleasure Beach area, that's where all of the rides are, is that you cannot take in your own food. And that applies to everybody, Christians, Muslims, Sikhs, you name it. But they felt that was unfair to them.
Right.
As Muslims. And so they went to the press about it. The press made this big representation on their behalf. And I said, you know, would this have happened if they'd been Christians? And I was like, well, you know, I was called a racist. And I'm like, well, number one, Muslim is not race, it's a religion. And number two, if the rule is a private business making this rule for everybody, then how is it discrimination? So you're not allowed to even point it out. You can't point out the idiots. I'll be getting my throat slit next week, for standing up for what is right.
Right.
Because if it's a rule for everybody. How is it discriminatory?
Yep. Yeah, yeah. I totally agree with you. Now, I didn't catch the story, but you did, so good on you, where the Donald was being called to task for something he said with Nadia Murad, who was raped.
Yes.
And a terrible thing. I mean, really, really, really terrible thing. So Why don't you give us the backstory and tell us what went on with that?
Well, I just saw this on a friend of mine's page who happens to be a Democrat. And what was reported was that Donald was disrespectful to this lady who had her family, her children had been killed by ISIS, and she had been raped by them, and they kind of like they prostituted her
wow.
as part of all of this. And so she went to the White House. She was given the Nobel Peace Prize. She's away from there now. And basically, you know, I'll share this video, but basically people were saying that he was disrespectful to her, and all he was doing was clarifying some of the points she'd raised. Because, you know, when you watch Donald Trump, you know, kind of talk to people, you can actually see him kind of putting all this information together to get an outcome. You actually see his thought process in what he's doing, and that's all he was doing. However, the left turned this into him being disrespectful to someone that had been raped by ISIS. And this just was not the case at all. But I'm seeing more and more of this. And I think that, you know, people say, oh, just ignore it. But we do have to challenge it. Because I say what you like about Donald Trump. You know, I've seen him get very, you know, disagreeable with people on social media, but he would not be disrespectful to somebody that was a victim of sexual violence, you know, who was raped by ISIS.
Oh,
would not do that.
No, you're so right.
That's not his nature.
No, you're so right. Yeah, you're exactly right. Yep, I agree.
And I think that ultimately, you know, the thing that bothered me about this, and I don't care if the person who wrote this works out who it was, but at the end of this post, she said the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. Well, Donald Trump said he was going to look into this, and he was going to do what he could to help the people in that situation. And as he said recently, he's the president of America. He's not the president of Syria. You know, that's Bashar Assad's, al-Assad's job. He's the president of the United States. And the fact that he welcomed her into the White House, he listened to what she had to say, he clarified a few points, and he said he would do what he could to help her and other people. What more do they want from this guy?
No, they want him to grab a gun, go over there, do what he can do, and then resign. Right? I mean, that's really ultimately what they want him to do is they don't even want him to resign. Ultimately, they want him in jail, period. End of discussion, right? You know?
Yeah.
It's really sad. Okay, we don't have a whole bunch of time left. What are you doing? How do people find you? That kind of thing.
You can find me at zandergibb.com. The show will be coming back. People keep asking me, but I will let you know on this show when we do have a recommencement date. We're still remodeling the studio. But, you know, just get out there and correct these lies that people are telling about the president. Yeah. Use your own judgment and make sure you make it a 2022, remember, and support Donald Trump. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's a big deal. No, you don't have to get in a full-blown, face-to-face fight with somebody, but you do have to stick up for reality. You do have to stick up for the truth. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So, anyway.
Absolutely.
Xander, always a pleasure. Thanks for being with me. Take care of yourself, and don't eat any, and this is an inside joke, guys, right? Don't eat any Sicilian meatballs. Ain't that good for you? You know?
Your mom's going to listen to that and know what you're talking about.
She's going to know exactly what I'm talking about. She gets bits and pieces and she falls. She's one of those people that at 8:10, she's out cold. You know what I'm saying? So it's always...
She's going to call you and say, Joey, stop talking about me on the radio.
When she jumps in on the chat room, I was like, Mom, what's wrong? Can't sleep? I don't say that because I want anybody to know it, but, you know, I always love teasing her later on going, yeah, I know what you're doing. You listen to my show to go to sleep. That's what you're doing. Okay, the man you all been waiting for. I know, okay? I always appreciate the time that Xander spends with us as a friend. And a lot more coming up in the next hour. Look at it. It is smorgasbord hour. And if you're into riding your bike naked, I got some great stories coming up. That'll bring you over. Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to the real side of GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes.